I will come to you in the silence. I will lift you from all your fears. You will hear my voice. I claim you as my choice. Be still and know I am here. I am hope for all who are hopeless. I am eyes for all who long to see. In the shadows of the night, I will be your light. Come and rest in me. Do not be afraid, I am with you. I have called you each by name. Come and follow me, I will bring you home. I love you and you are mine. I am the strength for all the despairing, healing for the ones who dwell in shame. All the blind will see, the lame will all run free, and all will know my name. Do not be afraid, I am with you. I have called you each by name. Come and follow me, I will bring you home. I love you and you are mine. I am the word that leads all to freedom. I am the peace the world cannot give. I will call your name, embracing all your pain. Stand up now, walk and live. Do not be afraid, I am with you. I have called you each by name. Come and follow me, I will bring you home. I love you and you are mine. The refrain, do not be afraid, I am with you. I have called you each by name. Come and follow me, I will bring you home. I love you and you are mine.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you, Pastor Ken. That was wonderful. Today's reading is from Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37, and it can be found in your Pew Bible, the New Testament section, on page 71. So we'll start with Luke 10, 25. Just then a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, what is written in the law? What do you read there? He answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, you have given the right answer. Do this, and you will live. But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Jesus replied, A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers, who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, "Take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend." Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers? He said, "The one who showed him mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The word of the Lord for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Amen. Lord, let the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart and mind be acceptable in thy sight, my Lord and my Redeemer. Amen. When we look at Scripture, so much today, focus on New Testament to the exclusion of the Old Testament. And there are actually some seminaries that say, you know, there's no relevance for the Old Testament, it's all the New Testament. I would point out to them that Jesus didn't have a New Testament. He had an Old Testament. And
so much of what we have as our New Testament is just what Jesus did comes to fulfill because it comes to use it for putting down and he brings us into a better understanding of that Old Testament. And the point I would make is if we read this chapter of Luke, which is similarly followed in Matthew chapter 22, but there are 2 separate instances. In this first, there's a lawyer who stands up and tests it, and the scripture reads the testing. So he's not there to be a person who wants to learn from him. They're actually testing him, trying to track him up as Pharisees and Sadducees and various leaders of the church today have been known to do occasionally, most often. So he starts off, he says, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Well, Jesus turns to me and says, "What's written in the law?" Keep in mind, this is a lawyer who asks the question. "And what's written in the law? What do you read?" And then he says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as well." Now, you know what? We know that. Jesus tells him in Matthew 22, when he's challenged by another Pharisee, "What's the greatest of commandments?" And Jesus says, "Love my God with all my heart, my soul, my mind, my strength, and my neighbor as myself." Well, you know what? That's Old Testament. You look in Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 5, and Leviticus 19:18, it's there. If you are to say that the New Testament is the only thing that doesn't have relevance in the Old Testament anymore, excuse me. He is restating the truth. The truth is always the truth, or it's not the truth. Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father but by me," so we need to follow him. Yes, it is the Word of God. Yes, it came from Deuteronomy originally in Leviticus. Yes, that's in the Old Testament. But excuse me, it's the same God. Read chapter 1 of John, the book of John, the Gospel of John. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, the Word was with God." So Jesus, as the lawyer is finished quoting Old Testament, Jesus said, "You have given the right answer. Do this, and you will live." Wow, the lawyer's going to get a little,
marriage first, this wonderful thing that's run during Christmas time, you get food and clothing and stuff like that to various people. There are all kinds of organizations that have the title Samaritan. Well, in Jesus' day, the Samaritans weren't thought of as good people. In Jesus' day, the Samaritans were thought of as the people on the other side of the tracks. So when Jesus tells them this parable, it adds a different color and a different flavor if we understand it. He's not lifting this Samaritan up as much as he's saying the priests of the Levite didn't do what the law calls for them to do because they're not following the Leviticus teaching. That's what they do. Let's read. Now, by chance, the priest is going down the road. This man is falling. The robbers is getting stripped and beaten, and went away and didn't even have that. A priest was going down the road. He saw him. And what did he do? Verse 31. He passed by on the other side. Not only does he pass by, but he walks across the street, goes on the other side on the Fox Avenue, the Moses guy is over there. And likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. So here are these two people who know the law and know the requirements of the law, who should have helped him. They should have been the good neighbor. What were they? Well, the priest and the Levite didn't want to defile himself by touching this soil. Well, the Samaritan, while traveling, came here, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity. Think about this. The priest and the Levite, what did they do? They stepped out of their way to avoid him and left. There's no note of their love or compassion. Keep in mind, this is a parable. So it's a story that illustrates. Jesus isn't saying that he saw this happen and he's recounting it. He's giving it to them as a lesson. So the two people held up in the lesson are the Levite and the priest and the Samaritan. For the purpose of what? For telling us what's the right thing to do. And the person who's really the neighbor is not by his title or his position or her position, but by their actions. You know, we're all Christians, right? How many of you are Christians? How many of you act like? Not all the time. I try. Okay? I mean, I'll give you that. But how many of you are really Christians? Well, you got to try your actions. God knows the heart, so that's the good thing. He knows the faith. He knows the circumstances. And out of our faith and our hope in Him, yes, we'll be judged, but we'll also be able to follow the name of Jesus Christ. And He knows us because Romans 8, we call on the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We call Him Lord and Savior. Confess of your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead. Now, no one can know what's in your heart. A lot of people can read how you're doing things and what you're doing as activity, but only God can read your heart. But a Samaritan finally came here and he saw him, he was moved with pity. He has compassion. Another word reading says he has compassion. He went to him and bandaged his wound, poured oil and wine on him, he put him on his own animal, brought him to him, and took care of him. Then he took 2 denarii. That's 2 days' wages. Gave him to the innkeeper and tells him to take care of his man. Then he obligates himself. He goes way above and beyond what would be required of him. He says, I'll come later and I'll pay you even more, whatever the charge is. Which of these three do you think was the neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers? And the lawyer says, the one who showed him mercy. The one who showed him mercy. Jesus says, go and do likewise. So here's this lawyer who wants to have everlasting life, and Jesus says, to do that, he wants to do what? Love God with all our heart and soul and mind and strength, and our neighbor as thyself. And who is my neighbor? If you needed that piece of information too, he tells him that. And then what does he do? He says, go and do likewise, because the thing here is it's not knowing what the right thing to do is. A number of people know what the right thing is to do. But it's in the doing on. Yes, a parable is not a true story of something that Jesus heard, but it's something that Jesus saw. It's a story that illustrates the point. And the point is, John is looking at us each and every day. Right? Alex. Every day. He raises his hand. And, you know, we all know that there are times when you don't do our thing. Paul says, good that I would do that, I don't do evil, I would not do that, I do. Oh, woe is me! Because if I'm judged by my actions alone, guess what happens? I deserve what? The wages of sin is death. But by faith, not works, I'm saved. Faith in whom? Christ Jesus. That song that's done by, I want to give credit to Gideon Haas. You are mine. If you have confessed with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart, the God raised him from the dead. Who do you belong to? God. We'll start acting like it. He's the one who sets and determines what is a right action and a wrong action. And the motive is God. When you look at all of the things that are said in this, this is straight from John 14. I have a word that leads all to freedom, not bondage, freedom. Because he frees us to love one another. He frees us to have compassion for one another. He frees us because we are his. And just as we recognize in that covenant prayer, I am no longer mine. I am thine. I no longer belong to me. I no longer get to say, oh, I'm fine with it. What does God think about what you do? What does God think about what you're saying? What has he already told you in the scriptures about it? And just since the culture says it's okay, how many people have been told by their parents, well, everybody's doing it. Well, everybody would stop. And have that work for you. Everybody who's coming on the Empire State Building. Something like that. He not let you. So,